You know, God could command the stones to be made bread to feed him, to feed Christ. But he was not supposed to eat till his temptation was finished, I suppose. Also, he's not there to make a demonstration of, I am the Son of God. He does only those things which the Father pleased. He would only do those things which the Father commanded. He would not go one step beyond. So in everything he used restraint. He would not use his miraculous power to feed himself, to merely nourish the body. Even so, he must have been very hungry. No, that would not be very tempting to me because I don't believe I could turn stones to bread. Though in Christ, I suppose I should believe it. But him knowing that he did have the power, if I should ask my Father, he will send 12 legions of angels. For him, the temptation was a little more real. Though, like I said, nothing was very tempting to Christ. The most tempting thing to Christ would be to fulfill the will of God. Meaning in the sense of the thing that he desired to do. Because temptation does not mean desire. It means to be tested. So, testing can be difficult. Meaning, you're ready to fail. You're struggling. Or it can be easy. You're going to pass. You're going to succeed. As I say, for Jesus, temptation, even in the face of such hunger, was a test he was going to pass. The devil took him up to the holy city and sets him on a pinnacle of the temple. So he sits him up on the building and says, throw yourself down. If you're the Son of God. Notice every question is, if thou be. When the serpent tempted Adam and Eve, he said, hath God said? He always questions. If this is true, then this. So much falsehood is built on that. Well, if this, then this. Like I hear people say to me all the time, well, if predestination is true, then we shouldn't do anything. Then we don't need to do anything. We should just sit on our hands. That's Satan speaking. If this, then this. Because you're not thinking with the mind of God. You're not thinking with the mind this Holy Ghost teaches. You're thinking with a human mind, with a devilish mind. With a mind that seeks to corrupt, and that seeks to mock, and that seeks to drag down that which is good and destroy it. His word is always used to pervert the truth. I mean, every false minister out there is holding the Bible in his hand. Every false minister is pulling things out of the scripture. Oh, see, hath God said? Well, if God said that, then this. The examples are too numerous. Because those who would destroy you are handling this word, and they handle the word of God deceitfully, like the devil's handling the word of God. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Some suggest that Satan is sort of playing with the words here. I don't think that's as important, because it's not that the words are wrong. He could say at any time. But what, it's irrelevant, really. You know, he will give his angels charge concerning thee and keep thee in all your ways. And then to say, well, throw yourself down. Someone said that to me on my website on oraclesofgod.org. You can look on the Shepherd's Chapel page. And someone told me, throw yourself in front of the bus. Throw yourself in front of a bus. If you believe in predestination, you should just throw yourself in front of the bus because nothing can happen to you. Again, if this, then that. It's funny to me that someone thinking he was serving God would use Satan's very own tactic. If you be God's elect, and God has chosen you from before the foundation of the world, then throw yourself in front of a bus. Because he will not suffer any harm to come to his elect. For Jesus, he knew he was the Son of God. For me, I believe I'm the Son of God. But to know it for certain, I have to see all the works of God working in my life. I have to, in 2 Peter 1, he tells us exactly how to make our calling and election sure. There are certain things that have to be in us. There are certain works that we look for. Not works that we do to earn salvation, no. But the works that we receive by the grace of God through his Spirit that let us feel confident in our salvation. You know, if these things be in you and abound, You will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, right? Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. What are the things? Well, add to your faith. Add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, to your knowledge temperance, and to your temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. That's all from 2 Peter chapter 1. We have promises from God. See, he said we have these great and exceeding precious promises, and that by these, by the promises, we are partakers of the divine nature. By belief in the promises of God, that is how we know our, you know, and by believing in those promises, by having those promises come to pass, we make our calling and election sure. Jesus here is being tempted with a promise. God promises. God promises to give his angels charge concerning thee. Now that's Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that Satan is quoting. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right side, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold the and see the reward of the wicked. And because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil fall you, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And, you know, I don't think that Satan is really changing the message of the scripture so much as he's misapplying it. As Jesus said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Putting God to the test. It is we who need to be tested, not God. God already knows what his plan is, who his elect are, you know? And if I were to throw myself under the bus, I would be tempting him and testing him. And I might find, in throwing myself in front of a bus, that I was not God's elect. And then I'd be dead. God's elect aren't going to put God to the test like that. By what? By putting themselves in the way of evil. To test God. I'm going to test him. Is this true? Those who crucified Christ were also putting God to the test in a way. If he is the Son of God, will he let it happen? Will he die? Will he die on the cross? Remember those promises. God is concerned with ultimate victory. He promises that you will see the end of the wicked. You'll see the judgment of the wicked. That can only really come about through the resurrection. There are promises of good things in this life. I see both sides in the scriptures. I mean, I see on one hand, we are promised that we will prosper in this world. But on the other hand, I see we are promised that we will have affliction.